We have nothing but our present mind to accomplish this with. So we must pull the capacities of this mind together to strengthen it. A merchant engages in selling little by little in order to accumulate a pile of money. The capacities of the mind to comprehend facts need to be drawn together and focused in the same way so that the truth can be realized in all its clarity. However, in our usual state, we are distracted, like water running everywhere, scattering the innate force of mind in multiple directions, making us incapable of clear perception of the truth. When the mind is not focused, as soon as something appears, it steals away our mind. We run first after this thought, and then after that thought, fluctuating and unsteady, powerless to focus on what we want, before being pulled away to something else, ready to ruin ourselves. As the Indian scholar Shantideva says, a person whose mind is distracted dwells between the fangs of afflictive emotions. Focusing. Despite the fact that distraction is our current state, the capacities for knowledge which we all possess can be drawn together and focused on an object we want to understand, as we do when we listen to important instructions. Through such focus, all practices, whether love, compassion, the altruistic intention to become enlightened, or insight into your own nature and the actual condition of all other phenomena, are dramatically enhanced, so your progress is much faster and more profound. Buddhism offers many techniques for developing a form of concentration called calm abiding. This powerful state of concentration earns its name because in it all distractions have been calmed and your mind is, of its own accord, abiding continuously, joyously, and flexibly on its chosen internal object with intense clarity and firm stability. At this level of mental development, concentration does not require any exertion at all.